story in the Gemara of Avodah Zarah. Isha achas eish a kosheret, mitzvah v'chava v'chai se kosheret al tefillin v'zroh. Why? Because it's very difficult. Eina noach likshar b'yad achas. Now, it would appear, l'chora, when Tosfos makes a distinction between shalyad and shalrosh, they are l'shitoso in a previous Tosfos, which I didn't ask you to look at, it's really not part of our present Maram HaKadosh, because it's talking about how you make tefillin. That's the Tosfos, the previous one, the one we're learning now, Eilu Tefillin Shebarosh, where Tosfos says over there that the only time, the only kesher, the only letter, I should say, of the three letters, Shin and Dalet and Yud, which the really halacha Moshe Mitzinai, is the Shin. On the Tefillin Shebarosh, we're going to have the Shin on the two sides. The Dalet and the Yud, that's not so significant. That's the main thesis of Tosfos over here. The Mele, we understand very well, that Tefillin Shebarosh require kesher Shokayama, that's the halacha Moshe Mitzinai. As opposed to Tefillin Shel Yad, which is not a halacha l'moshe mitzinai, they say in Tosfos, Dibur Matzil, Eilu, Tefillin, Shebarosh. The Mela, to answer the question which we had a little bit on Friday, how does Shayach Bechlal to tie a one-handed knot, especially if it has to be in this exact Surah of a Yud? How do you do it? You have the Tefillin here, something is pushed in your hand, you pop. I think the answer of it might be, according to Shitas HaTosfos, it doesn't have to be a Yud. If it's not a Yud, Do we do a dollar in the back and a yud in the side? Is not so critical. It's a chachila. It's not a halacha l'moshe mitzinai. So it's not an exact yud. It's possible to do it with one hand. It's difficult. And therefore, his wife was used to help him. I found later that Madana Yontif, which is cut and pay, that I asked her to see, says what I said, that this is what she tells him. But if there was a problem, she just a rush in this context. Take a look for a moment in the Madame Yontif. Both pay on page Kufkof Amin Aleph. The Kesh Shok Tzilin Aloch Al Moshe Mitzinai. The Af Al Pi Shul Ifi Masha Kotzav Avena Bereish Tzim and Zalei Al Koi Gama Kesh Shol Yad. So Ach Lomar So the sheet of the Hachal Lav Hachi Perush of the Kesh of Tzilin Zalel, Alakoy Adapta Kesh of Tzilin Shal Rosh Bulvad. So the Gavish Shal Yad, the Vezim Shantav Vokhev Rosh, the Divin Talokh Moshe Bishinai, etc. So the Madame Yadav is pointing out that there's a bit of a problem in the Rosh in this regard. Tosis is good, the Rosh is in a bit of a problem. Because Tosis is working with an assumption that the Sharosh and Shayad are different from each other. Sharosh Allah Moshe Mitzinai. And Shayad is not Allah Moshe Mitzinai. Good question. Tosis is the question is like this. Is it possible to distinguish, very good question, between the Dalet and the Yud? Shin is Shin, it's one thing. Dalet and Yud? Is it a distinction between the Dalet and the Yud? That's the question. That's a good question. Or the Dalet is going to be definitely the same thing as the Tosis being the same problem with the Rosh is, as the Madonna points out. Is it... It's better? So what? Dalet, yes, and Yud not. And Tosis makes no such distinction. Okay, so you have to look carefully to see if that's going to be a problem or not. But I want to say an interesting halacha in this regard. The Shuvah's Avnei Nezer, we have here in the Beit Medrash, it's in Simon Kuf Peis of Cotton Yud. He wants to know the following din. Somebody borrows a pair of tefillin. Happened before. Borrows a pair of tefillin, and he borrows a pair of tefillin, he wants to put it on his head. Doesn't fit. It's too big, it's too small. So what do? I would give up right away. I don't know what to do. But someone who is a shtickle of Boy Scout and wants to say, okay, I know how to do this. I'll play a little with the dalet, and I'll tighten it, and I'll loosen it, right? And I'll try to keep in mind how much I tightened it and how much I loosened it, because I know when I give it back to the person, my bar, I have to give it back the way I got it. Otherwise, it's a shot of Zela. If you didn't get it to Shul Tavada, Noach or Inish, Lenev, and Mr. Mamone, did he give it back the way it was taken? I had to give it back to a different size. The next one he comes up, he comes late to Shul, he comes up and says, what's going on? So what do? So you tighten it and then you loosen it. You loosen it and you tighten it. All right? Just because you're a different size and the person who you borrowed it. Correct out their names and maybe should be no good. Should be no good? Why should it be no good? We just saw you need a kesher shel kayama. Keshel Kayama. But according, but Lechaira, a tentative, temporary Keshel, which you're making only for one day, because you know in advance when you tie it that way, you're going to re-tie it in a different size, bigger or smaller, as soon as you finish davening. That should be considered a problem of Keshel, Eino Shel Kayama, and perhaps it's no good. But Meisim Lechayama is done. So he tries to prove from here that you don't need a Keshel Kayama. Says davening eight. A little bit of question, why? Tosfos, you do need a Keshel Kayam. It's a Tzarechi and Levina. How can you borrow a pair of tefillin and adjust a Sharosh? Because if you may be making a Keshel Kayam, maybe you're not Yotze. Avinez is Maizman B'Choyom, so apparently you don't need a Keshel Kayam for Sharosh. But not everyone agrees to that. Clearly, the distinction was just drawn in your Tosfos. Not so pushy. To try to avoid borrowing tefillin, or try to borrow something that fits. Huh? I mean, it's machshir. The fact that that's a good point. We've mentioned before for the Menachas Chinuch and for the Tam HaMelech that a kesher which you make for a mitzvah purpose is considered by definition a kesher choshev. You only show kayom in the literal sense. If that's true, then you're okay. Yeah. Because it's a day, I don't think so. I think a kesher kayom needs more than one day. It needs longer than that, I think. It doesn't always work, so your boss told you to have him before he davened. He has to put him on an hour later. So it's even, yeah. Right. Yitzchak points out, that the B'alach, I mentioned in Shia, that the Shinya Zayin, Sifalit, says that we, at least in the Shabbos, we define Shekayamas objectively. This is normally kept for a long period of time. So maybe I was twice in Shalom too. That's considered Kesh Shekayamas, because most people, they try not try it forever. You're borrowing it, you're changing it. Maybe that would also help. Either the Tamanelachma or the Birlachma would probably get us over the hump. But Ebenezer doesn't say that. Either the Taka in a Shokayama, and it doesn't matter. That's a Kiddush, because the Chodesh, many Rishonim would say you need Shokayama. It's just do something against them would be a Kiddush. Right, your parents are a little bit better, maybe. Just look at Ebenezer, the Shimon Kufpei, Sif Katan, Yud. Fine. I have a general question. What is the mitzvah of tefillin? What is the mitzvah? Ukshat on the outside of there. So what's the mitzvah? So the machlek as we saw, either to tie the tefillin on your hand, or what they call the hiduk. What's the hiduk? The tightening on your hand. Right? The tightening on your hand. The Torah commands you to tighten the tefillin on your hand. I have only one question. Here, you know, a man, he's not tightening the tefillin on his hand. His wife is tightening the tefillin on his hand. Now that's a rare case. We don't have these cases nowadays. But we do have a case. Some of the sick. He doesn't have to tie up the tie and on his own hand. So when someone else comes, or maybe, is it? Maybe what? You have a Lubavitcher. He comes and he ties the on everybody's hand. So I want to know. I'm serious now. I'm not joking around now. So is the guy who puts on his phone, does he have a mitzvah? He shot him off the head. He said he didn't do anything. Shaliach. Okay. Whoa. So he said, it's a binyamin already. He's jumping already 4 steps there. Shaliach. The question becomes, if the principle in halacha called a mitzvah shebegufo, a person of a mitzvah with lechara with his hand, where you cannot make a shliach, lechara, I can't make a shliach to hold out a minimum for me. Right? So if I can't make it to hold out a minimum for me, so why can I make a shliach to try to spill on my hand? Don't rush the answer. Not so simple question. What's the answer, Benjamin? I can't hear anything you're saying. You're redefining Mr. Shabagufa. Very good, Binyamin. Binyamin is saying, the famous Shulman's host is really, you can't put a mecha shliach to sell a Shabbat Shulman for me. I'll sleep late. I can see that. I know some guys around here. I'll sleep late. But Shulman, he can't sleep without a tefillin for me. So the cash put a tefillin on his own hand, and the guy in the bunk is not going to put on a tefillin, that can't be for sure. You say, mitzvah shebegufo means mitzvah she'al gufo. Well, your whole body is involved in mitzvah, such as sitting in the sukkah, your body has to go in. But you're saying, b'nyamin l'chidosh, mitzvah you do with your hand, but not on your body, you can make a shaliach. Well, what about the tefillin lulav? Oh, and the chanab, as we explained, we still didn't see it in the sukkah. There's a mitzvah, there's a concept of a kachtan, so the kichol lecholechad v'yechad. The mefarshim is, pshita, every mitzvah is lecholechad. And they gave an answer. No, it's not so pashut. A mitzvah is with your whole body, your body is doing the mitzvah, it's involved. Then it's pashut, you have to do it on your own hands. But if it's a mitzvah, which is with your hand, and on some other chet, it's not so simple. The pasuk about brit milah, that's the Torah you're making reference to. The father can do a brit, but he wants the mechaber, the moyel, to do the brit. Some other chashavid. Maybe not how to do it, because he has no mitzvah to be malice and son, and then he can't give it away. Those of us who know how to do it, don't know how to do it. No, you can't help it. So if I don't know how to do it, but my children will come out, did I have a mitzvah, or maybe not? I asked someone to do it, and I couldn't do it, I'm honest, and then I have no mitzvah of milas, habits, or benefits. That's the choice, the shach will talk about that. So one of the answer cases, if we can't have a mitzvah, the other answer might be a pinyam, it says, mitzvah shebegufo, mitzvah shahal gufo. And so the tefillin has to be on my hand, but the one who ties it could be anybody. That's a possibility. It's an important discussion. We won't go into it anymore now. But those who disagree would presumably say that, nope, for the wife to tie it on, taka not good. You could argue, taka not the full mitzvah, because the kshir is not there. But we have a concept of a hanukkah without a kshir. We spoke about it last time, try a little bit. If you don't tie it on tie it every time, maybe you have a mitzvah of hanukkah without the mitzvah of kshir. Perhaps not quite clear in the sukkah. Yes, Binyamin. I don't know, but it may be okay. Not automatically move cars. I don't think so. Yes. Right. By only by says may not apply. Right. We'll talk a little bit about making sentences. Maybe we'll come back to your question, but not today. Yeah. Right. No, that's still no kasha. It could be shot. I'm kosher still, and that's the ikar mitzvah. And then the hemshach mitzvah is the fact that it continues to be on my own. If I didn't do the kshir in the first place, I'm missing something. No, that's what I said at the end. Maybe taka the mitzvah should become a kshir. You taka don't have. You only have the hanukkah without a kshir. You're missing a big part of the mitzvah. If the kshir is a mitzvah, if it's something, maybe. One more point which I don't understand here in Tosfos Rishul, not in the Tosfos, I understand the Tosfos, I don't understand the Karen Aron. At the end, the very last point, they back off in the Hope Shara. Chosrani Loma, the Tzilin Shiyad, Nami Lopo, Akshira, Bechoyom. What's the basis? If there's, not if it's really a third stage of Tosfos. First they said that everything requires Akshira. They make up Shara only shall Yad requires Akshira. Now they say nothing requires Akshira every day. Why? Because the Mishnah in the Mikvot, the quote, they talk about Ksharm Shein Tzvichim Le Yishev Ulem HaMayim, Tzvillin Shel Rosh, Bizman Shul Chol Shul Shel Zroh, Bizman Shein Ol Ovi Yoredes, the whole story. You see from that, if you're Mishnah and Mikvot, they say that the Tzvillin Shel Yad also is a permanent knot. So I saw the Karen Oris, he doesn't understand why Tosfos backed out because of the Mishnah and Mikvot, and I don't understand what he says. So if you can explain what he says, either now or later, future day, you let me know. I didn't understand what he wants. I thought Tosfos missing a piece. Okay. Rabbi Tzai, let's go to the key gemara. The most famous gemara in the Chosfilin is this. This is it. The most famous of all. Nogeya to every Jew every day. Every Jew every day. I mean, we did that until it was also Nogeya. But many also in the Sheet of the Chuyah. Not quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Nobody in my knowledge in the world, unless you can tell me if I'm wrong. There's no one in the world that I know about that ties the Chosfilin every single day. Anybody? Sachumma? Hit the fan yet this summer? No? I don't ever heard of anyone tie stone every day. But the next thing is a big shot of mice and b'chol yom. People different customs, what to do. Omar Rav Chizda. Soch bein tfilah de tfilah. Choz and mevarech. Soch ein. Lo soch lo. Vashalach al kia bereli rav huna mishmeder al yochan. Am tfilah shiyad omar baruch ha-shek shom v'tad manu aniyach tfilin. Am tfilah shiroz omar baruch ha-shek shom v'tad manu amit tfilin. Abay amit avayu. Lo soch mevarech achat. Soch mevarech shtayim. And just a little bit more, Tana Sukh and Tilla the Tila, Ave Biyada Bakos Alam Yaqam Khama. That's basically the end of the sugya. Whoa, what a few lines, so much ink has been spilled over these few lines, it's unbelievable. How many tefillin could you write with the ink that was spilled over these few lines? Can't even count that many. So what's the machlokes? Let's take a look at Tosfos. Lo tzarich mevarek achas tzarich mevarek shtayim. Pirush b'kuntres, lo tzarich mevarek achas bein shel'yad bein shel'rosh. Tzarich mevarek shtayim lo niach tefillin b'shel'yad. And it's a tefillin b'shel'rosh. Rashi sheet, the famous Rashi. Rabbi Natan Pirush, lo tzarich mevarek achas b'shel'rosh. Mevarek mitzvah tefillin. Shezui b'rechasa. Tzarich mevarek bein shel'rosh lo niach mi'amitzvah. Because of the Shemusha Rabba the Tfilah, it's a gaonic work. The famous Machlokes Rashi Rabbah, what do you do every single day? Every day, you're not supposed to talk. The very beautiful. So you don't talk. How many brachos do you make on your Tfilah? Rashi says one, Rabbi Natan says two. What does a Jew do every single day? Now, there's one word in the Gemara, which seems to point in a particular direction. What's the word? Correct. Chozer. The word is chozer, the last word in the first line. Chozer umavarek. What does chozer mean? The simple interpretation of the word chozer is, if you go back to what you say the bracha you said before, this is what the Vilna Gaon assumes. I wouldn't take my whole life on it, but the Gaon says it fits with two girsos, and everything hangs in this girsa. He says, a chozer umavarek proves a man of time is right. Chozer means if you talk, you gotta say Shalaniya all over again. You make two brachas on the Shalrosh. And Rashi can only work if you have the girsa, Omer Av Kirsa Vsoch Ben Tfilah Tfilah Mevarek. That's called the Mevarek. Mevarek. So you make a brach about this rat. So writes the Gemara. He takes the very opening line. Simon Lamed Eitz Kod Yizayin. This is totally in the Shnei Girsa. The girsa is Chozer, Rabbi Natan is right. If the girsa is Mevarek, Rashi's right, of course. Just put the one big leg up to Rabbi Natan. All the Gemaras we have printed say Chozer and Mevarek. Now the Gra claims that there's someone of different girsa. He says the riff of a different girsa. I love the riff. Our riff is printed in our edition of the Vilna Shas has chozer and mevarek on the riff too. But I don't know. The Gra says that the different girsa is in the riff. I don't know where it is. Take a look. I'm chesed. It has a girsa. Now, I look in the new Shulchan Aruch. I just have in my car, I just have to unpack it. Just to look at it for a minute, the same called the Birchas Eliyo on the Bir Agra. Sure, so I hope to maybe have a chance to look for a minute and find what he says about this. But so far, I'm stuck. I did see you had last week, guy with me. The new Shulchan Aruch, Honi Rishalayim. It's, gives my requirements, The Rif, Chesam and Aleph. And he doesn't point that, but that's not how good. Usually they make many, many Taurus and differences. I don't know. Then he has, I don't know, I think it's a mistake in the punctuation in the Vira Agra here. Because it conveys an impression, I spent time looking, based on his version of the Vira Agra, that the Rashba is a Girsa. He says, the Chayin Kotz of Rashba is a Girsa Zu Nechon, the Girsa Zu Nechon Amo, something like that. I looked in three children to Rashba, he quotes. Not to say anybody in the Girsa. So I don't know, I'm so far the Girsa problem. So far the mystery, maybe the Vira Agra was solved for us. But now comes the Agra, with a raya machrachas, proof positive that Tosfos is right, that Rashi is right, from an often a Tosefta in Brachas. An often a Tosefta, Kerar Tosefta. Tosefta in Brachas says, Kshumenichon, Om Asher, Kedishar, Mitzosav, Tzivanu, Lo Niach. I have a Gemara Brachas, there was one on my desk. Oh, I don't know if it did a good job sitting up this far. Baruch Hashem, Satan, thank you. Thank you very much. Perek Vav, Alokha Tet Vav, in the Tosefta, does it follow? Also, the Lulav, the Atzmo, the Baruch Shechianu, Hadvan Hazeh. When you know it, Lo, I'm Tzilas Lulav. Sit with the Atzmo, Shechianu. Tate, Pesate. Fill in the Atzmo, Shechianu. Menichon, Laniach Fill. Stop. Does the girl, hey, you're going to a Seder over here, and doesn't tell anybody about our mitzvah. It's like a Raya Brew, no such thing. What do you say about that? I just think of all the Gariah. What do you think of what's the truth? See, this is telling you that there are some mitzvahs so important when you make them that you make a Shechiyah and besides the Birchus of Mitzvah. So, how does Abu Chiyah say every single Birchus of Mitzvah to Tzil? He said that Tzil is in a unique category together with Lulav and Tzitzit, not too many more. And you make a Baruch on the Asiyah. We don't look at the Asiyah, all our Rechus, when you do make a Baruch on the Asiyah, don't make a Baruch on the Asiyah. Fuck cares. If there's any right from the Gemara and Brachas, it's Fakir. The other way around. famous Gemara Brachos on Samach. I asked you to see this in the Madana Yontif. You can open up, but I'll read this from the Gemara itself. Tav Samach on his bait. Chor Raya Mefuresh, it's Mamish to the Rabbi Matar. Mamish Mefuresh. The Gemara goes to the Daily Seder. The Daily Seder starts at the beginning. Fine. Okay, he gets up in the morning, other kind of Shama. He hears the town of Gola, that's what I'm saying, opens his eyes, look at him. Warm, after a surim, gets dressed, now the sharumim, stands up, look at the poofim, goes to the ground, goes to the mayim, makes it to the government, he walks, puts on his shoes, so if he goes turkey, belt, all this stuff is gura, puts the hand on his hat, all this stuff is gura. By the way, he's made all his brachas for Gili Rosh, by the way, incidentally. The Pashto is Gemara, he got all his brachas for Gili Rosh. Shh. Okay. He writes the Petitis, he says, the Tata Petitis, you put on tefillin, on your hand you say, Saniach, on your head you say, a mitzvah. And then you wash your hands, on the tears to die. You need to do all this before you wash your hands. Okay. And then when you wash your face, it's a ma'avish kevlish shenem e'enon. That's the end of the series of brachas. Then it goes in order, Pasha. No, Rabbi Tzai. Otu v'rishiyas kiron. The guy is an aver v'yodo. V'choz v'olah v'achar mechama. We give an order for him. It's not a kid to show up for everybody. Not much the passion of the Gemara is more foolish like that. And that's how the Gemara, not the Gemara, that's how the Gemara is quotes it from Tosef. If you look carefully in the Madana Yontif, I asked to see in the Mamma Comas. What number was that? What letter was that? I forgot. Mem, I think. Mem. Come, turn to Oath Mem. Here we go. It's page, the same page as before, the last piece. He says, "V'agirta shalom be'brachos teretaroeb natan pshita milsa de v'brach shtei brachos." He goes through the whole Gemara. Kastina hatan kimanap tilda nazareim v'brach baruch laniya areshe baruch amitzvah ve'nira lama de ma'ir b'sach ta'aska de b'minyan brachos in v'brach l'kol yom kastik asam utmihani. That tells us the Hakam in Brachas. Doch a Pirish Rashi, the Hakam is in the Dochak Lomar. The Lohutzuchu Shnei Brachas, the Nechwa Mitzvah, Ela B'shach of Avra Vera, they have to cash in Mitzvara, the Tosh from Zab Samech in Brachas. Below the Chol, mi hai time of the Gemara, the Minna Nokka, the Yosu, Hani Shnei Brachas, the Minna Brachas, the Bechol Yom. He doesn't understand why so they have to cash in from Mitzvara. He can always argue with Mitzvara. That's in the Gemara. Avra Rabbeinu, and the Tzvara. Below Chiyach, Meho, the Aroa. The F shall require the Shmoa, Shalom Haisa, the Girsoto, Kamosha Kasafti, Kvar, the Divri Hamudis, the Sif Ayn Vav Sham. I looked it up. You know what it says over there? It's a famous Rosh. Quoted Shulchan Aruch. It's a Gimel. The Rosh had a funny minute. He went to a Birchat HaShachar. He said, Oh, the Yisrael B'Gvura. Then he put on a Shmoa Shigad. Then he put on a Shmoa Shirosh. And then he said, Oh, the Yisrael B'Sifar. Quoted Shulchan Aruch. Is anyone here do that? It's a little passe. But the Rosh quoted, it says, Quoted Shulchan Aruch. Directed by Dali Yodif against the Gemara. The Gemara gives it a Seder, and it's not the Seder. How can it go against the Gemara? The Teres didn't have the gears. Nunu, once the Rosh didn't have the gears, so could be Teres also didn't have the gears. So the Maestro, again, it's going to be the second time, according to the Gemara, now according to the others, that our gears in the Gemara is a Raya Brut of Enetam. That the Mishabesh already two Gemaras to come out like Rashi. So Enetam is gaining some points on both sides. And it's all set. I didn't think there'd be such a very powerful kasha. I didn't think so. Yeah. Fine. Now let's understand what the Talmud Tzilin is all about. What kind of bracha is it? What's two brachas? What's happened? Look back to Rashi. Back to Rashi, the beginning. Lama goes off the top. Rashi says, Lo'aniyach, the Bishal Yad, Maske Lo'aniyach. Mitzvah Tzilin, the Achshav Gomer is a mitzvah. Rashi is very clear. L'aniach is in the beginning, and our mitzvah is on the end. On the end. Nu, so what's the maskana for Gemara? If you didn't speak in the middle, it's enough to be brought on the beginning. But if you did speak, you have to have a brach on mitzvah on the end. What happens, Rabbi Tzai, according to Rashi, if you only have tefillin shorosh? So later on in the Gemara, but they're not makib each other, Mishnah, they're not makib each other. If you can have shoyad only, okay. You have to have two, obviously, but if you only have shoyad, you put on shoyad. Only have shoros, put on shoros. What bracha do you make? Says the Karen, oh, I gave that to everybody. What did the Karen say? What do you want to make on the shoyad, on the shoros? What? What? You didn't see it? Loha niyak tefillin. That's called? That's called, the first thing. Chidus Godel from the Karen Ora, Aliba the Rashi. However, you can see that the Rambam, who we thought was the same exact as Rashi's, no. The Rambam says, if you put on only a Shorosh, you make Al Mitzvah only. Let's chatter again. Rashi and Rambam both agree, in a normal case, the person has tutsful and doesn't talk, you make only one bracha against the prevailing Minhag Ashkenaz. But, apparently, this record of the Karanara's Diuk, what do you do if you only have Shel Rosh? You only have Shel, you make Vaniach Meshur. When you have Shel Rosh, Rambam to the Fair, you make Almitzvah only, and the Karanara says, according to Rashi, you make Laniach only, because it's a Haskalah. Wow. The Melee says a different Diuk than the Karanara. We have a Brisa, which says what? A member of Rav Yochanan. Laniach on Shoyad and Amitz on Shorosh. So what does the Gemara say? The first look at the Sok. Why? Why did the Gemara keep Shadon of Yochanan referring to a guy who has only one son? Pasha. There's only Shoyad you make Laniach. Only Shorosh you make Amitz. That's a simple Shadon of Yochanan's memory. Simple. Simple as pie. Says the Karen, the reason why the Ram Rashi Kmiyusha, the Gemara couldn't give this chat in Rabbi Yochanan, because it's not true. Because if you only have Shel Rosh, you'd be making Lo Aniyach. So you can't say the first case is only Shoyad, second is only Shel Rosh. Why not give a case of Sok? Fine. Fine. What's the Rambam Svar? What's the Rambam Svar? Why is he making Lo Aniyach on Shel Yad and on Mitzvah Shel Rosh? Nothing to do with Tchil and Gemara, it's clear. So what is it? What is it? So the answer of Abayi Tzai is as follows. Let's see what the Mepharshim say. The Drisha quotes this, the name of the Maral, Maral Miprat. Very basic is so. The Torah says, Ukshat on the Yom Tzayodecha. So you make a bracha, Lo Niach Tfilin, on the Pu'ula, on the action. As a matter of fact, I saw B'Kivei Gets Akasha, why don't you say, what? Likshar Tfilin, the good Kashi, quotes it. I don't have to say what he quotes. He was terrorist. I don't have to, what they call the Pesach HaGilyon. I don't have that Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch, Rabbi Kivega HaShalem. No one has that? No one? I think they quote all the Rabbi, everything Rabbi Kivega makes reference, they quote the whole thing. Somebody, to give the terrorist. If you have it, let's please find it for me. In any event, but the Torah says to do an action. The action is Kshira Anocha. You make a bracha on the action. Ukshartam. That's the bracha. However, with respect to Tfilin Shorosh, it doesn't say Ukshartam al Roshecha. It says, V'hoyu l'tol tafas b'ninech. V'hoyu l'tol tafas b'ninech. And one could argue, as I said before, that even in the case of saying the wife put the Tfilin on him, we suggested a possibility that when the wife put the Tfilin on him, with the mitzvah of a gufo, no shlichus, that the man only has a partial kiyum. He only has the kiyum of the hanukkah tefillin, not the tefillin being on his hand. That's the heathen, the tongue on his hand. When it comes to Shorosh, the Chori has a full kiyum. Because in the Torah, all it says, V'hoyu, let it be. How it gets there, it's not my business. V'hoyu l'tzotov v'tbeinanecha. How it got there, I don't care how it got there. So therefore, the bracha of Lehaniach would not be perfectly appropriate for the Shorosh. A much more meduyah, precise formulation would be, Al mitzvah tefillin. It should be on the head. So the chatzchila they made a takana to make a bracha not on the pe'ula, on the action, because that's not what the Torah demands, but on the matzav, on the mitzvah. And that's on mitzvah tefillin. Alright, according to the Rambam. If you read, he made a bracha on the pe'ula, on the tefillin, and he didn't speak, so the Rambam will concede that lo niach has a connection enough to the tefillin shorosh. But if you're ready making a separate bracha on the shorosh, then you just be more meduyuk. I'll use the expression of, I'm Mitzvah Tzilin. If you only have a Shorosh, or you a Sok, you make a Mitzvah Tzilin. Ad kan with the Marami practice chat in the Rambam and the Rashi as quoted in the Jerusha, according to the Karen Orth, Napshan and Rashi, because Rashi would say that you make Laniach on Shalosh only, but according to the Rambam, it would be Shalosh Chol HaDeir. Not everyone agrees with the Karen Orth Shalosh Rashi either, because the Jerusha only agrees with the Karen Orth. Yes? It's a very good question. I have to look in the Meduyuk versions of the Rambam. We have the Frankel Sefer Mitzvahs here, anybody? Not Lichra. Yeah, and Sefer Mitzvahs? That's good. Lichra, and what else was I asked? It's a Frankel. So the case of the Rambam is a bit of an enigma. Okay, we don't know. Rabbi Sai, according to Rabbi Natan, what's that? The bracha on the pe'ula does not work for the mitzvah we call havaya. V'hoyu, the Rabbi Natan requires two brachas every single day because they're two separate mitzvahs. One is the mitzvah of pe'ula, of kshira, that requires l'haniach, and one is the bracha of havaya. Havaya means it should be on your head. That's the bracha of al mitzvah tefillin. It's a completely different concept. Yet they always need two brachas. Always. And if this is the case, we make the following yourself. Yeah. Look, l'maisa, you have to put on both pairs. You have to put on shayyad. You have to put on shorosh. So to be l'maisa, you have to do it. The Lahaniyach according to Rabbi Natan L'chora has reference both to the Shayyad and the Sharosh. When it comes to the Sharosh, the proper bracha is Al Mitzvah. Why Al Mitzvah? Because when it comes to the Sharosh, we don't find explicitly a mitzvah of Pu'ula, only a mitzvah of Havaya, should be on your head. And as a result of that, it requires a separate bracha of Al Mitzvah Tzillim, over and above Lahaniyach. But not, listen carefully, not that Sharosh only takes the Al Mitzvah. That's what I could have said, that Mitzvah. But Lo Sach, excuse me, Lo Sach Mevarech, one could have said that every day a person has to make two brachas, L'Aniach HaShayad and Al Mitzvah Sharosh. But Sharosh alone, one could have said, requires only one brach, having it on your head. But in the Gemara doesn't work out too well, and Rabbeinu Tam doesn't say that. That the Sharosh itself would require two brachas. So therefore, it's called the Mavarach, you gotta make Laniach all over again, because it was a hefsek, and it has reference to the Sharosh. So the Sharosh, you have to make a bracha of Laniach too, even though the Torah says, V'hoyu l'tal tafos bein einecha, presumably because it can get on your head only by putting it on your head. That's the pashtus in Rabbeinu Tam. The pashtus. However, there is a shita which seems to, at least one shita, according to somebody, that says what I just told you now is a logical possibility. Namely, that according to Rabbeinu Tam, you make two brachas every day, but if you only have a sharosh, you only make a mitzvah. Who said so? You saw, you look at the Ma'amar Kamus. Who said so? My humble opinion, nobody said so. But who said that somebody said so? Who? The Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef claims that the Nebuchadnezzar Yosef said so. So it's on the Ma'amar Kamus. The Beis Yosef claims the Nebuchadnezzar Yosef said so. Let me show you the Nebuchadnezzar Yosef. You all have Nebuchadnezzar Yosef. Everybody turn and put them both in the Ma'amar Kamus and see if you come to the same conclusion. I don't think it was so muchach at all, but Yosef Kara. Not someone you could just easily disagree with. On Chesam and Aleph, the Nebuchadnezzar Yosef says, the little bracketed, Zero Shitas Rashi Varif, who the Sefer Mitzvah Me'aram Mikutzi, that's a smag, Zal, Kosef, Sokh Mavarach Shayim, Pirsh Av Yudoy Goin, from Amar Rabbeinu Tam Zal, the low sock and the varakim achas al shel rosh. Avoshtoch v'vorech shtayim al shel rosh. They quote the Yohan Beinu, a Medrash, this is the same thing. Against the other Mephoroshim, end quote. This is Anam Chesam Adal. Quotes the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam, that's what? That every single day you make two brachos. Yeah? Now Chesam Adbeis, turn the page please. Chesam Adbeis, about the eighth wide line. Filon Shuyad Nanaka Sharosh, Dr. Rimuka Yosef. If Einam Nim Soilot, Filon Shuyad El Sharosh, Levad, Yivarech Al Mitzvah Filon, Al Osam Sharosh Nim Soilot. Because of Yosef Karo, Zebeda, the Nimuka Yosef, and Chesam and Al Holtzak Amen Atat. They make two brachas every day. And Alpha became Chesam and Beis. He says, if you only have a Sharosh, you make only one bracha. It's a very logical possibility. Right? The Shayad requires on Yechus of Mitzvah Pa'ula. Sharosh requires on Mitzvah Mitzvah Havaya. That's what I made. Sozal and Shat in the Nimuka Yosef. I have trouble believing it. I don't think it's going to work on the Gemara, and I don't see the deal. The Nimuk Yosef himself holds like Rashi, like the Rif. Yep, let's remember. The Nimuk Yosef wrote his say with the Pshat on who? The Perish on what? Who on what? On the Rif. See, he calls the Rif. Here, he puts in, as a very rare insertion in the thought, he calls the say of the Smag. When he goes back on the base, he's going back to his Pshat on the Rif. The Nimuk Yosef is assuming that the Nimuk Yosef is past the Gemara Tav, because he quotes the Smag, and when he's explaining it, he's going even a Lima Drabbeinu Tam. So with that, he came up, and then he goes, the Bala Shita, which I described to you earlier logically as being a logical correct, rather than correct trap. Namely, so every day you make two brachas, Laniach and the Shoyad, and Amitzah and the Sharosh, you can only one, it's Laniach and the Shoyad, and only Sharosh, only Amitzah and the Sharosh. And he said, that he finds it in the words of the Mugiyot. Sorry, I said, I don't believe it. I still don't see it in Mugi Yosef, and I don't think it's highly the Gemara that way. The Gemara is very hard to learn. This is the Pshat in the first five lines, first eight lines of Lamed Vav and Aleph. How do you get through the Gemara according to that Pshat? I don't know. As a matter of fact, the Beis Yosef who quotes the Pshat is Tamea. To me, how do you say it? It doesn't work out. I thought there's no such Shita, textually. But I must confess that logically, why not? Sounds like a very nice shot. Sounds like a very nice shot. Oh. Now, why does a person make two brachas and a sharosh kish when he saw? In other words, if you look back to the Mukayos, like the base choice of shot in the Mukayos, say, the what? Come on, the what? That if you have a sharosh, only you make what? Only on it. But if you have shoyad, like every good Jew, shoyad shorosh every day, he makes two, l'nechan ha-mitzvah, so the question will become, so why if he speaks, he makes two on the shorosh? What's going on? It's the Mukhe Yosef is right, the way the Beis Yosef understands the Mukhe Yosef, that each one requires one brach. The shorosh requires on mitzvah, and the shoyad requires l'nechan. If you have one and one, that's the brach that you make. And every single day, you make two brachas, you put on two. Because the problem is this, if you made a laniach, and then you speak, now why should I make a laniach again on the sharosh? If I didn't have a shiat in the first place, how many would I make? For the shiat? One. So now I put on my shiat, I spoke. That's all history. Now I want to put on a sharosh. I should only make one bracha. Now this, how is it going to happen to Beis Yosef learn shiat in the Mukhe Yosef this way? How do you, if this doesn't fit in logically, how do you explain this to Kuda? I repeat, the Beis Yosef of Shat and Mukhe Yosef is followed. You have only one, you have only Shoyad, you make one. If you have only Sharosh, you make one. Every single day you make both. So far I can understand. If I talk, can I have both? I gotta make two brachas on the Sharosh. So according to the conventional wisdom of the Benetam, if you have Sharosh alone, you make both brachas. I understand. But according to the Shout out to the Mukhe Yosef, the Tiyah Beis Yosef, that you only make one if you have Sharosh only. Now that I said Laniach and I put on my Shiyah and I speak, why should I make two? Yes?
Mm-hmm.
I read an Eilish Aliyah.
So now the Bracha are
I think you're right, Avram. I think that's a pshat. It's based upon the Balamor, the Masechta Rosh Hashanah. Give a look. Again, we don't have Rosh Hashanah. The Beis Yosef quotes, you know, Beis Yosef, but the Madan the Yontif you have. He's a key man. You look at everything in the book. Os Kop. He quotes the either from the Balamor himself or the Ran quote of the Balamor in the Masechta Rosh Hashanah towards the end. Take a look at Os Kop. This page. Kuf Kof of the days in our document. Kof? Wait a minute, is it here? No, not this one. Where's the quote? He quotes something. What other letter did I miss? Quotes the Balamora. I'm sorry. Ostadi. I'm sorry. Ostadi. Kof of Iran, the Sof Rosh Hashanah, the Shem Razah. Why is an aver biyada? What's the aver? Mishum the afa gav the shtei mitzvahim cave in the cost of its filling and shoyad the sharosh. V'hoi ula ol salat of al yadecha uzikar ben enecha. Sorry, the zechira she techef tefila sharosh the tefila shoyad kidei she tehei avaya achas lishteihem. Havaya achas l'shteyem. What does that mean? If you look, he doesn't quote the whole quote. The Beis Yosef quotes a little bit more from the Balamor. If you have it more Rosh Hashanah, you can see the original. But the Beis Yosef quotes a little bit more. You have the Balamor? Where is it? Ram. Thank you. Hold on. Hold on. And let me read it. V'mishiach daito, v'hifzik v'dvarim b'neim aveiri b'yodo. L'picha, listen to me, just around quoting. L'picha, chozer u'mavarech bracha atfila shalyad, u'mimashmesh b'tfilin shalyad, u'mechazik et hakesher. U'mavarech bracha shniyah al sharosh, v'tochav shtei mitzvah zulazu. Exactly, Avraham. This is exactly what it says. I understand mechazik et hakesher to mean, I may be wrong, that you move. It had a place. We'll see soon. The Malba thing went up shot. Now you actually move the tefillin out a little bit out of place, put it right back in. What do you mean, how can you mechazik a kesher? Once it's there, give me mechazik. Once you try a tefillin, give me mechazik and warm. It's a new Hebrew expression of mechazik a kesher. But what do you do with it or not? It's already tied on. You can't call a guy up and mechazik a kesher. It's not going to work. So I thought it means you move it to this place and then you replace it. In other words, the fellow is going to make a new bracha because he's going to create a situation where he's going to be mechuyev to make a new bracha. I would call that in plain English, or plain Hebrew, a bracha shein etzricha. What's going on? Has it gone on? Take him off, put him back. Move and tie it. But it's not an etzricha according to the Balamor, because it's a very big tzorech. What's that tzorech called? Havaya achas v'shteyen. So therefore, the Beis Yosef Aliyah and the Beis Yosef still makes sense. I have only a show rosh. I make only al mitzvahs. Aliba de Rabbeinata. If I have a show yad and a show rosh and I talk in between, I make both brachas. That's crazy. How can it be? The answer is you're making both brachas not only on a show rosh. You're making both brachas on a show yad and a show rosh. I already made a bracha on a show yad. No, but you spoke. You goofed it. Now you got to do it. You got to be mechazit the kesher, which I understand to mean. You move it and you tie it back again. So make a laniach and that's anocha, and then a shalal mitzvah shalal. I said, bracha shein etzricha? No. There's a tzorech of what? Of havayach Hashem. What's the avera there for? So for some type shah. The avera is that you caused yourself to make an extra bracha. Once you spoke, you already did the avera, it's already tzricha, but you put yourself in a situation, how could be the avera be yodo? Yes, Binyamin. I can't hear you. What does it do with this?
A
good question. A good question. I'm saying, so you move it and put it back on again, so Benjamin asked, so how does that still work? If you move it and put it back on, you don't require a new bracha. Good question. Could be that, in other words, it's all in the mind. The question we call Hesach Adat. Could be this kind of a fellow, his mind doesn't matter. I may not take the kesher. We don't want to take the kesher. I may not take the kesher. I am severing in my mind. I'm cutting it off. The part we learned last week was brought a little bit. A person have his mind that helps a little bit. I would not want this to be in mind. I would not go on to be. That's a very good question. Excellent question. This is about Amar, inside of the Ran. That's the pshat, and not shita. That's the pshat, not shita. So Rabbi say, how many pshat do we have so far? Rabbi say, how many have so far? How many? How many pshatim? Four. Rashi, let's see how Karen over. Again, not everyone believe, two of the pshatim may not exist in real life. Two of pshatim are someone else said it, somebody else said it. But I'm just going off the last. According to the Karanoras, Pshat, and Rashi, you make L'Aniach on the first and on the Mitzvah on the second. Period. And if you only have the Shal Rosh, you make L'Aniach only. That's the Karanoras of Rashi. According to the Rambam, only Shal Yad you make L'Aniach, only Shal Rosh you make on Mitzvah, and every single day you only make one L'Aniach. It's not the ideal bracha. The ideal bracha should have been on Mitzvah, on the Shal Rosh. Yeah, that's what you're making on it separately. But L'Aniach is good enough. Good enough for the Shirosh, since there's no Sach. Instead of requiring to make an extra bracha, sort of a little bit in a tzricha, they rely on the La'aniach, which is the bracha on the Pa'ula, and that's satisfactory, as we see in the Derisha, according to the Marami Prat. That's Rashi and the Rambam. Rashi may not exist. Rabbi Natan says it's the famous verse, that you make two brachas, La'aniach on the Shel Yad, and two brachas on the Shirosh. Shirosh on two brachas, the Pasha. Why two? Because you have L'aniach, which is to put on. You got to put on your filling, no doubt about it. So the special Shirosh is an additional kiyum. The kiyum is what we call the V'havaya L'rosh. Now, of course, you're supposed to leave your Shal Yad on all day also. But the Torah didn't say, the famous, leave it on, V'chorva, leave it on your hand all day. So it's a Shartim. The primary is the mitzvah of Pa'ula. And, of course, it's arguable that a Pa'ula Hanim Shechet, that the results of your action can keep going, so that's a greater mitzvah. But when it comes to the Shalrosh, it's a new one. This is Vahayu, this is Havas Ben Anecha, so therefore it's a greater mitzvah of having it on your head, and that difference requires its own bracha. Whether it's every day requires its own bracha, the extra new one, or even if you have only Shalrosh, also requires two bracha. That's the Benetam. And then the Mukhe Yosef, according to the Beis Yosef, has the fourth and final sheet that we mentioned so far, namely, that Shal Yad requires L'Haniach, Shal Rosh requires Al Mitzvah only. So why do you make two brachas if you, on the Shal Rosh, if you are Sach? So the answer just gave before based on the Balamor and Iran, that the two brachas are not really on the Shal Rosh only. The two brachas is with a Chizik HaKesher, which is, in effect, a new Anach on the Shal Yad. You're cutting off the first one. The reason you're doing that is because they need a tchifa and a vayach hafashneim, and that presumably overcomes the general problem of bracha shein tzricha. Four sheets. Any more? Yes? No, the teres, I didn't give a teres, really. I just gave a scholar's teres. A scholar's teres was that what you have in mind is relevant to what's considered to be a Hesach Adas to require a brand new bracha. So somebody, it's mind over matter, I say, I have it thrown on, and I know in the back of my heart I'm going to take it off, put it back on 10 seconds later. But I want that those 10 seconds should be an absolute cutoff. So I would have said, how do you do that? But apparently, the answer to Benjamin's question, apparently you can do it. Otherwise, how do you make it to bracha? It's enough, because the Havayach, the Shem, is so important, that they allowed you to do it. It's what we would call a bracha shein tzricha. But they made it some kind of, at least as much of a heftig as possible, to allow you to make a new hanocha with a new bruch. I can't do better than that right now. Yes. Oh, good. Okay, I only have the shoyad. What? No, you're saying that a hanocha shoyad without a shorosh is no good. We learned the Mishnah that tefillah and shorosh not makom shoyad, so it can't be completely no good. See, it has some value. It is nothing. Right. So what it means by no good? It's no good when we talk about the shorosh. The shorosh itself was good. So right when I told you away, it was good. If he had did the fifth sheet, gentlemen, you didn't see it? The fifth sheet I only saw, I was trying my best to find it in the printed page here. So far, everything we found, well, whatever. The fifth is nowhere, I couldn't find it anywhere in the printed page, even a hint to it. It's in the page here. Also, beginning of Simcha Avot, he quotes it from three Gedolei Rishonim. We don't have the originals of any of them in here. I don't think half of them is. The Smag, the Smak, and the Sefer HaTrum. Three. What do they say? They all like a Benatan. You know, these are Bali Atosis. Benatan Shikha. So far, a Benatan. That means if you have only a Sharosh, you make two bro. Every single day we make two bro. But they go a step further. What happens if you only have Shoyad? Smag, believe it or not. If you only have shoyad, guess what? No, what? Guess. Two brachas. Everybody makes two brachas. All good Jews who have two tefillin make two brachas. A Jew has only shorosh, says two brachas, that we already saw. The only shoyad also makes two brachas. My high. How do you explain this one? Of course, three is only we showing. Not one, not two, but three. Everything requires two brachas. What's going on over here? Everything is two brachas. What's this? So the Beis Yosef explained, based upon Rashi, that L'Haniach, listen to what he says, L'Haniach is a mitzvah on the Haskalah, and our mitzvah is a mitzvah on the Gemara. So they push it. It's the next grade of the question. If I have two pairs, two tefillin, I have shoyad, make L'Haniach on the shoyad, which is Haskalah, and a mitzvah on the shoyad, which is the Gemara. If I only have one, guess what? Who Haskalah, who Agmar? So I make the two brachas, when I begin the shoyad and I end the shoyad, when I begin the shorosh and I end the shorosh, that's how the Beis Yosef and Pshat in these Gedolei Rishonim. The problem is, Rabbi Yisai, we don't understand this to begin with. What's going on over here? Tchil and the Gemar. So I take stitches, I put on like a bracha, the Tchil and put on the Gemar. No. Every other mitzvah, Master, Shoyfer, a bracha, the Tchil, a bracha, the Gemar. What's going on over here? Why should we have bracha on the tchila and bracha on the gemara? That's begging the question. What did Rashi mean? What did Rashi mean when he said tchila and gemara? That's the problem. Whatever Rashi meant, perhaps to be used to explain the smag and the sefer HaTrumah, perhaps. But what did Rashi mean? Arvach arvatsara. What did Rashi mean with tchila and gemara? No, how'd you learn pshat? Rashi. Everyone saw Rashi. How'd you learn pshat? No, raise your hand now. I need you. Now you have some questions. Now I need you. Yes, Benjamin. Taz's brother. He saw the children of Taz's brother. Way long. The Maria Levy, yeah? It's a pellet awesome. If that's the case, I should have to make a bracha. I just hold it still in my hand. That's the Taz. I asked against the Taz's brother. You know what he said? You know what his nusach is? He saw his nusach. How does the Taz's brother make the bracha every single day? Asher k'dishon v'sonu al nu. You didn't see what he said. He didn't throw a punchline. Al mitzvos tefillin. Al mitzvot. Al mitzvos tefillin. Both brachas have a problem, by the way. This mitzvot and mitzvot. What's the problem with the shoyad bracha? Ah, who knows? Didn't see this bracha. Do you say lehaniach or do you say lehaniach? Not so pushing. Does anybody have a Avodah Yisrael sitting here in camp? I want to think of it, I forgot. middle of the library. Avoda Tishofa, not mistaken, has many years passed with Lahaniach Tulin. He's a big medakta. He's the one that's expert in Dikduk. I forgot to bring it, but maybe I'll have it here, and I'll, everyone's in the library today, look up if there's a Siddur Avodah, it's the famous Siddur Avodah Tishrol, the German, the original German Siddur, and he passed, if I'm not mistaken, Lahaniach Tulin. Anyone here from a German background? Down from the Redelheim Siddur? Nobody? How are you? You don't down from Redelheim? You wear talus, no?
No, I was saying.
You stop. You have the talus, you stop before the tefillin? We'll be at it tomorrow. We'll try to go into these maps. I have tomorrow, Rosh Hashanah, and Rosh Hashanah, I can go back.